This is Bob Larson with your MarketLine report for Thursday, November 28th. The live cattle reaches new highs on news of a cash business uptick. From the floor of the CME in Chicago, here's Virginia McGathy.
Cattle had a new high again. The uptick in the cash business really started to underpin the market. There's both sides of that cash trade are just looking to fill their needs so they don't have to come back on Friday because the snowstorm could really have some serious effects on the market. And if it continues to stay and gets worse than we thought, then it could go another week. And then who knows about transportation and what have you, that definitely will stall the pipeline a little bit. Feeders were higher as well with that winter storm over most of the country. I think that makes a fluid market support, and actually it's regained all of losses from last Friday.
Chicago December wheat prices closed yesterday down 1 3/4 at 526 and a quarter. December corn was down 4 3/4 at 362 and a half. Portland prices for soft white wheat of ordinary protein for November ended the day unchanged, ranging from 585 to 595. Hard red winter wheat with 11.5% protein prices for November were down 5 3/4, ranging from 586 and 3/4 to 601 and 3/4. The NS wheat with 14% protein prices for November were down 5.5, ranging from 633 and a half to 663 and a half. Club wheat of ordinary protein for November was unchanged, ranging from 585 to 770. Live cattle for December was up $1.25 at 121.77 and a half. January feeder cattle was up $1.70 to 143.57 and a half. And November class 3 milk was up 3 cents at 2037.
From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson, and this has been your MarketLine report.